And the other house down the street, the next one down, was probably prior to setbacks.
Yeah, just non-conforming, yeah.
Okay. You guys have any questions or comments?
Good.
Thanks, Matthew. All right, is there anybody else that would like to speak on behalf of this project, this variance? I'm sorry. Anybody like to speak in opposition? Are you in opposition?
Yes.
Okay, all right, come on up.
Okay.
And just speak your name first.
Okay.
Dan Wyatt. And I live across from Scenic Overlook there. And for one thing, when I built my house, the first thing the contractor did was we got all of the regulations and specs and the setbacks. So, and I had an idea how I was going to do it, but he changed my mind, which I'm glad he did. It worked out. But have any of you looked at that lot? Rick has been down there and looked. It's rather steep. And I wouldn't think it would be the best place to build. Now, the neighbor down there, a lot of times I notice when he comes out, he can't turn around. He has to block out into the highway because they don't have enough variance, you know, to make the proper driveway to turn around. So I see him sometimes and I think, well, at least he's pretty well on a straightaway. But I'm afraid maybe he's going to get hit sometime. And I know the water system, I don't remember just how many houses on that water system at this time, but in the past it's been rather compromised, and I know at one time the state, the regulation said they couldn't put any more on it. So, you know, you get another house that they did redo the well some, the pump, and I think they have improved it, but there's a lot of houses on that system. It's not really a city system.
Who does that system belong to?
I can't remember the name of it, but I think the housing people own it themselves. It's a if you live there, you own part of the well and make repairs and whatever, which they did just do some of that. It was old pipe in there for a long time, back when I think road pipe was put in, and they had a lot of problems there and worked on it, but it is in better shape than it was. But,
would the ownership of those lots give rights to the well?
I don't know. At one time they said no one else could be added onto the well, that it was, but there might be a grandfather clause or something like that, but still, you know, that's going to put stress on it.
But regardless, when we're not making a decision based on the water or uh-huh. whether you can build a house, it's about a variance setback. So,
mm-hmm. Well, I know the setback is, according to the state on mine, well, it's not good enough for the setback. And on the other side of the lookout, one time I went to a meeting and they turned down building on it. The state did. It was turned down. And anyway, okay. You got anything?
Sheila Wyatt, Forsyth, Missouri. As Mr. Wyatt said, normally when we're going to do something, we want to check, and you want to do it according to codes. And Mr. Creighton is a professional builder and does a lot of good building, has many, many homes throughout this county. So I know he's aware that it takes a building permit before you start building. This was started without any building permit or P&Z even being aware that it was taking place. And it was dug out next to the state. Liberty Utilities did not know that they were digging up in their poles. They have and if you would look at it, I would love for you to look at it. They dug Liberty Utility where they have the main poles, which their pole does not only cable, but it does power all down Y Highway. And they had to set a new pole here just a few few weeks ago. And so there's two poles there, and the wire that holds those poles goes when they dug out for the basement of this house, which they dug out like over the bluff there. There's they've dug under the wires to where they're setting. And, of course, since we've had the rain, if you look at it, we look at it now, there's big holes around those poles. I'm sure Liberty's going to have to come back and do some more work on it. And our power went out day before yesterday. Don't know if it has anything to do with what's taking place with it or not. But anyway, no permits were given. Neighbors started coming in and wanted to know what was going on. They couldn't believe, the guy doing the digging couldn't believe that that it was being allowed to put this, I don't know if it's basement or what, which dug out. You'd have to see it to believe it. PNC or Liberty Utilities, it was neither one made aware when this began to see that they could follow the directions. My understanding is MoDOT said there's no way that local MoDOT that we would permit a drive there. The scenic lookout is quite busy coming in and out through the danger of it, but my understanding is that you do it, then you ask for forgiveness, and that very professional builder, and that he knew someone in Jeff City, and went to Jeff City and had MoDOT coming down to overrule it. So it's already been permitted for the first one, and I hope I didn't hear right that, it was not in also in their name. It was in the lady's name that had owned it since she bought it from the other lady that couldn't do anything with it. It was not in the builder's name at the time that all this took place when you looked it up. And this other lot was still in the other lady's name until just a very short time ago. So anyone looking at the lot, as far as the cost of it, I think his letter said that he was tried to build, he build a beautiful home, high-quality home, and to keep the price affordable. When you go to look at that lot, you're going to know that it's going to take some money to do it right. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anybody else that'd like to speak tonight in opposition to this? All right, we'd like to give the applicant an opportunity to speak again.
Matthew Creighton. I think part of the time she was talking about the other lot that we came in for before. This one was under our name before I did any of the Board of Adjustments or any of the
application.
Well, the application and all that stuff, but I didn't submit an application for it because I didn't do a permit because I knew that we were going to try to, do a variance. But before all the MoDOT stuff, too, I waited until we had it in our name before we officially got the permit. It still says Karen Hull on there. That just means they didn't update it. It's not like they have a copy of the deed or anything like that of when it was transferred. So did I start the process long before on that other one for the MoDOT deal? Yeah, but I didn't do it until, they said that we had to purchase that basically to have a shared driveway and all that stuff. And I don't know. I still think, regardless of what the measurements are here, I think that it needs to be have a 25-foot setback to make the house work before you hit the bluff. This one is a little bit better than the lot next door, but, you still start getting close to that with the deck and all that stuff. It just makes it a lot easier if I'm able to have it up. I don't think utilities will be an issue or any of that on either lot.
And Cody, just for clarification, lot 12 was approved for a 10-foot variance?
25-foot setback.
25-foot setback, 10-foot shy of the requirement of 35, yes.
Okay. Which is the same as what he's asking for tonight?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that. That's been a while. And then you already have an approval from MoDOT, you said?
Correct, yeah.
For a shared driveway, because they will not allow one as close as you wanted it to the other, the scenic view.
Yeah, I mean, actually, majority of the driveway is on Lot 12 still, because that fits the site distances better and all that stuff.
Can you show me what the driveway, just out of curiosity, what is the driveway going to look like?
What do you mean?
Just like take your finger over here. You can come to the screen and just show me where it would come in at and where it would go.
We're going to basically go in, you know, have it kind of angled or whatever in here, mm-hmm. and come over here, and they're going to allow us to, you know, kind of make this radius here and come over into the house, whatever, you know, and then this driveway is going to be here for however we design this house. Trying to make it so that, you know, obviously with this having a 25-foot setback and sharing a driveway, that you're going to be able to have kind of a turnaround maybe similar to this in front of this house, just so, you know, they have plenty of room to move around and all that stuff. And then this one, kind of the same thing, except in reverse on that.
All right. Thanks for showing that. That's probably been the hardest thing about that area is just like was spoken a minute ago, is that is a high traffic highway.
Yeah.
And any driveway with a house that close that doesn't have a way to turn around. A car pulls into the garage. Their only option is to back out if they don't have a turnaround. And then how do you get out on the street if you don't have a way to turn around?
Correct. And you know, we're going to do a turnaround so we make it like it doesn't do that anyways. I mean, not really sure that that's part of the building permit process necessarily, but I think just for ease of obviously not making it do that and going out into the highway. And, you know, when we talked to MoDOT about it, you know, they basically said that you're going to need to do it. Well, I'm not sure if they're actually allowed to inspect or really say what you're supposed to do on that part of it, but I'm not.
No, but for our board, it is important, because if you're asking for a variance and you're bringing your house closer to the property line, that restricts you on what your options are, and that's why I'm asking.
Okay. Right.
As a board, you do have the power to set that as a requirement.
I mean, if we granted a variance that restricted you from having a safe exit, then that's a concern, so that's why I wanted to ask that.
Yeah. So. And, I mean, if there's like a detail that I need to try to abide by for, you know, the driveway turnaround, you know, we can figure something out.
Okay. If we did not grant this, you'd still build on there. You just build it further back.
Yeah, I mean, we can figure it out.
House, in essence, it would be something not as desirable.
Building on a hill that's just a little bit steeper. You know, I don't know. We'll figure it out one way or another.
Okay. All right, any more comments for us?
Nope.
All right, thank you. I will close this for discussion.
So I'll start to say, I think that this lot with the topography, the fact that there's a drop off in the back meets the definition of, hey, this is a demonstrable difficulty to build on. Like they're limited to 70 feet from the property line you can build on. The piece that I struggle with is, I'm not sure that I've heard that there's a deprivation or, I'm sorry, a hardship that we're creating. They can still build on it. It'd just be a smaller house. I also struggle with granting anything different than the existing houses out there. If the existing houses were 32 feet or something, I'd say that's probably the max that I'd want to grant. Although we do have one right next door that's already been granted at 25, and so it'd be weird that one's forward, one's back.
Well, I think I voted against it when we did that. I just don't like to keep making variances. I mean, that's why we have these rules and regulations on setbacks. That's what they should be. And I think that if you shorten that up 10 foot, it may even make it a little more difficult. You're going to be really close to your easements on making the driveways.
Well, how about on lot number 12?
That's what I'm saying.
It's already there.
I voted against that. I don't think that was an appropriate decision either.
And
you know, he says here,